Sports Central. Basketball.
Just before we talk basketball, just some great scenes at Caulfield now as Darren Gatchy's in his silks for his final ride, just doing a sort of little lap of honour around the mounting yard at the moment before he actually jumps on the horse that he's going to be riding. You're shaking hands with a whole bunch of jockeys, Craig Newitt, and a whole stack of racing people who've gathered, Craig Williams, and all shaking his hand now just to farewell one of the great champions of the racing world. But let's talk some NBL now with Liam Santa Maria, who's on the line now, one of our SEN NBL stars. Liam, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Kev.
Now, Melbourne, do or die tonight. Is this the line in the sand? Is this the game of the season? Must win or gone?
I think that's fair to say, Kev. Not mathematically, but look, I think effectively, yeah, I think it's all up to tonight's game in Sydney. Melbourne have had a couple of opportunities to really establish themselves in the finals picture the last couple of weeks. A game against the cellar-dwelling Brisbane Bullets, which they dropped, and then a shot to win it, basically, at the end over in Perth last week. And they didn't take those opportunities, and now very much up against it and need to get this win tonight in Sydney.
Now, we've seen, Adelaide are in, so we just push Adelaide to one side.
There's
three more spots to go. Have Illawarra locked that second spot in yet?
Look, I think so. It's not, they're 14 and 12. 14 and 14 at the end of the season is going to be dicey. They just need to get one win out of their last couple, and I think they're good enough to do that. So, for all intents and purposes, I'm going to say yes, lock them in. That's two.
All right, Perth are on 13 and 12. Sydney are on 13 and 13. Cairns are on 12 and 13. New Zealand are on 12 and 14. And Melbourne are on 11 and 13. Brisbane, we know, can't make it. But, gee, the rest, that's I wish I had the Tats Lotto numbers to match those.
It's absurd. I mean, we've been talking about it for a couple of months now, Kev. But the NBL ladder this season, just the parity throughout the league, is ridiculous. It's like nothing that we see in professional sports these days, or around the world, really. To be midway through the penultimate round of the regular season and only have one team locked in, and every team from second through to seventh can make it or can miss, it's remarkable. But I think effectively, I think it's Perth, Sydney, Cairns, New Zealand, Melbourne battling it out for those last two positions in the top four. And if Sydney beat Melbourne tonight, that'll give them the head-to-head split over United, and it'll vault them over 500. They'll be 14 and 13. You'd think Perth and Sydney would be sitting in the box seats from there. But massive crowd at Kudos Bank Arena over in Sydney tonight. One of the biggest crowds for a long, long time in Sydney. To see a do-or-die affair.
Now, the thing with the ladder is that it hasn't really changed all year. No matter who's won what, it's been this kind of swamp of teams in and out of there. Melbourne United, how are we looking in terms of, obviously, Devin Williams cut during the week and Boone's stayed in the lineup. Are they a settled organisation off the court at the moment?
That's a good question. Look, we've had some frustrating losses, like I mentioned before, over recent times. But talking to the guys and being around the club and whatnot, you get the picture that they're still a pretty united group.
Good.
There's frustration in that, those opportunities weren't taken, in that they haven't been able to have their full team on the floor with Dave Anderson missing over a stretch of time. But look, he's back now, and the ball's in their court. They know the playoffs have essentially begun, and they've just got to win tonight and, grab one to, if not both of their last couple of games next round to lock it in. So, look, I think in that sense, yeah, they're still a united group, no pun intended.
Yep.
Now, on the flip side, the Kings, they're up and rolling. They bounced back with two wins last week. They welcome Brad Newley back into the mix tonight. So they're rolling with confidence. They look a little bit more like the team that we saw in the first half of the season. That's how quickly it can turn around. They were really falling away, but turned it around last week and are up and about. So if you're anywhere near your box, tonight, I would I'd tune in 7:30 on Fox.
It's going to be something we'll talk about after this game, obviously, in terms of, you know, if they win or lose, United, where they sit. But it just seems to me, from the outside looking in, that this would be an absolute blight on the organisation if this talented bunch of team of guys misses the playoffs.
I think that's a fair call, Kev. If they miss the playoffs, it will be a season of underachievement.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's fair to say. This is a championship sort of caliber roster. Okay, they've had some injuries. Dave Barlow's missed a whole stretch of time. Dave Anderson, Chris Golding, we know with his ankle, has been hobbled all season and missed a bunch of games, which Melbourne dropped most of. But look, all teams have had injuries. Even the teams up the top have managed with injuries throughout the season. So this is a team. They've got Australian boomers on the team. They've got high caliber import. And if they miss the playoffs, it will be an underachievement, and it'll be an interesting review process from there.
Yeah, it will be. Liam, who do you see winning tonight's game?
I think Melbourne. Okay. I think they won last time in Sydney. They are up against it, but they have their full roster of players on the floor tonight, and I think the desperation will get them over the line, and that could be good night for the Kings. So I'm backing my home team tonight up in Sydney.
Yeah, and let's hope that that sort of buoyancy they get out of a win tonight will head towards the open air game against Illawarra, and then what happens from there, anything's possible.
Well, that's a good call. Huge game against Illawarra on Monday. If you haven't got your tickets to that, hopefully there's some still available. You can open the roof, and I'd log in and get some.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Liam. Appreciate your time.
Cheers, Kev.
Liam Santa Maria there, our SEN NBL commentator, along with Brett Thomas. Hopefully getting United up against Sydney tonight.